You all know our mayor.
Hi, everybody.
Kathy Carlich. Oh, wonderful. Trying to find a pen and it's all coming apart on me. Well,
we got. Another one.
I have two in my purse.
So it's good to have a backup.
No idea what's going on. Huh. Okay. Okay. Time to start the meeting. Call to order. Everybody get a chance to read the minutes that was sent out by Debbie?
Yes.
Any changes or recommendations?
No.
We need somebody to move for approval.
Anybody want to approve the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Seconded?
Second. I second.
Okay. We have an interested citizen who's just sitting in the audience tonight? Okay. Okay.
You have to vote. All in favor.
I'm sorry?
You have to vote.
Oh, all in favor of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Not approved, say nay. Okay. Minutes are approved. Lesser markers at corners is significant. Okay, what did we... Did we ever get the picture of the land claim marker?
No, Carla was going to give us that. Well, and she wasn't sure if that... She said she thought she had seen one at Kaiser Rapids Park, so it doesn't really... I don't think it really matters whether we get the picture of that one or not.
I think that...
Well, I'm friggin' wearing Kaiser Rapids. What was she going to get a picture of?
Well, the land claims go all the way to the river. So, you talked to Jerry McGee, and he had, uh-huh. Kind of explained that. But so that one, I don't know where that is. If anybody else goes down there and they know where there is. Have you seen one, Rhonda?
I've been down there several times. I'll have to
keep an eye out, see if you
I'll check it out when
okay.
I go tomorrow, yes.
Oh, okay, good.
I go about every day.
Do you take your phone with you when you go?
No, okay. I don't have a cell phone.
You don't? Okay, well, because I was going to say you could take a picture, but you could just tell us where it is, and then somebody
okay.
else could go. But
Kathy, do you know if there's a land claim marker at Kaiser Rapids?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think what the committee would be doing would be, if you just read the minutes, Jerry McGee suggested you talk to the church and see, because there's a corner there, and that would be one of the lesser claims that would be marked. And we'd have to talk to them and see if they'd mind if we put a post with a sign on it or something.
Okay. Which, okay.
So you look at the back of Jerry's, sorry, Madam Chair.
Pardon?
So, Madam Chair, if I may. If you look at the back of Jerry's book, it's a long way to Oregon. It's got the overlay, and it might give you ideas where these land claims, if there isn't a marker, where we might put one. Is that what he was talking about?
Yeah, he said there was one. It's not in this last minutes. It was at the meeting that you weren't at, Jill, but it's in those minutes from January, March, when he came. And he talked to us in quite a bit of detail. Do y'all remember
mm-hmm.
when he talked yes. about the different places? But I know it was down there at the corner by the church that he said was the second one.
Okay, I'll make a note to read the minutes again.
There's already one by Sherry's. Oh, okay. That's the big one. That was the first land claim. Mm-hmm. But then the next one was still with Kaiser, but T.D. was his son, John, I think, that was his land claim. And it goes all the way to the river, but it comes up to River Road right there by the church.
If I walk my dogs around there and I see it, I'll take a picture also.
Okay, yeah. Good. But yeah, so the project would involve, talking to the church.
Okay. who was... Well, Carla was supposed to do that, so...
Carla was going to take a picture with all.
Take a picture. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'll read the minutes and see. Maybe I'll take... I'll contact the church.
Good, yes. And if you have questions, maybe you could talk to Jerry McGee again.
Okay. Well, I have a note here to read the minutes from what he said, and then I'll go from there and see.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good.
Since I wasn't here that night.
I know, yeah.
Okay. Oral history. Well, Debbie, do you want to... Carla resigned.
And she did?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she talked to Debbie.
Just a little while ago. She got a job. She was going to only be able to make it for the first half hour of this meeting. Mm-hmm. So I asked her when she told me that via email, I said, well, we could maybe move the meeting back again because we used to meet at 5:30 if that would make it easier for you. And she said, oh, no, I don't want to do that. And I said, well, just know, you know, if your job gets to be more, if it's too much, you know, you don't have to stay on the committee if it gets to be too much. What I want to avoid is her just not coming, and then we end up not having a quorum. And so she said no. She thought she'd be able to do it, but then today when I sent out the email reminder, she said, "You know, I don't think I'm going to be able to."
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
So that means that we will our oral history project is open. Anybody we want to discuss it as far as who somebody would like to work on it, or we can do it as a committee.
Well, or Jill, you know, you have two vacancies now with Carla and then Chris's old vacancy.
Right.
And I have two candidates.
Okay.
So it might be a good idea to wait till after the volunteer coordinating committee meets. Maybe we'll have two new candidates if they show up and do the interview and all. Maybe we'll have two new members at the next meeting, and we could. They might be wanting to do it.
Do we know if Carla had gotten anything done? Is there something we need to finish that she started?
No, she had started talking, and that was in the minutes, in the past minutes. I don't remember his name, but she started.
Yeah, I remember.
Remember that? Okay. And she was working on him.
Okay. So we don't need to pursue anything at this point.
I don't
think so. That's what I was... Yeah. Okay. All right. Geocaching, Rhonda.
That was something I talked to Chris about.
Okay.
And because I can't do anything with it.
Okay.
And then I spoke with Sherry. And Sherry said she would take care of it.
Oh.
Because I can't get into that.
You're getting into the sites and
into
removing...
Into the sites, yes.
And removing all of the materials?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So I need to change that on the agenda to Sherry. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
She said she would get that taken care of. There was still a few people that was looking at. Who's telling me? Chris and Sherry were telling me. Uh-huh. But
yeah, because I've taken it off of our website.
Okay. So, Sherry was going to look into.
Okay.
And she said.
Yeah, she got the information. It was Hickman.
Mike
Hickman. He had the passwords and everything.
Mike.
Yeah.
Yes, so. They were unable to get a hold of him.
Okay.
He hadn't returned the phone calls.
Okay.
I can get a hold of Daisy.
Do we know any? Did Sherry leave any information about the Calvary remount station?
She didn't pass anything on to me.
Okay. We'll put that on for the next meeting.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And the informational signage at Kaiser School. I did go out to the website and I looked up the members of the Heritage Center, and I left an email with them to contact me about the signage, and I have not heard back from any of them yet. Yes, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm on the Board of Directors for Kaiser Heritage. How can I help you?
We're looking at putting up signage at the Kaiser School as a point of interest, because it is the first school in Kaiser.
Yeah.
It was moved over here. So we were wanting to put up some little signage about the school, about what they have there now, like the museum and the library. And
I think we were kind of thinking of doing a single sign, sort of like our flood history sign, but I think the intent was to put it on the side of the school. Rather than on a post or anything, but something that would maybe have a couple of old pictures of the but done by sign crafters so that it would be weatherproof and not just pictures in a kiosk kind of thing.
There's kind of a history of the school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we wanted to talk to the committee about that and see if they would like to do that.
Our next board meeting is...
And that was the other question. When was the next meeting that I put in the email? Yeah.
Who'd you send the email to, by the way?
The email on the website.
Okay. The current president of the board is Dennis Coho. And the secretary, and she's easy to get a hold of, is Laura Reed, Councillor Reed.
Laura what?
Laura Reed, R-E-I-D.
Okay.
She's a city councilor. She's there on behalf of Kaiser Homegrown Theater. And I'm on the board. So that's the fastest way to get a hold of a human person. Our next board meeting is June 12th at 6 o'clock. So if you have someone who would like to come and speak to the board, bring any information, that would be helpful. If you can send it in advance to Laura, she will email it to the board prior to the meeting, so we will know.
Okay. I will put something together.
Fabulous.
Great. Thank you.
Love it.
So then the website needs to be updated because it says that Lyndon is president.
Yeah, that was a relatively recent development, but yes, it does need to be updated.
And then there's...
He's still on the board.
Oh, yeah. Well, all the names that you just said were not the ones on the website.
Oh, okay. Noted.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And, okay, the schoolhouse square signage will be at the next meeting. Mm-hmm. Street names. Rhonda.
Confusing. Street names, looking into that, trying to find out, the history isn't there, finding the history that I was looking for originally. It's frustrating. So I've just kind of...
No where to go from here?
Not knowing where to go, speaking with other than, yeah. Speaking with Jerry McGee.
Mm-hmm. Did you meet
and
with
I got
him?
I met with him and kind of an outline, interesting. He just like what he was telling us, and we talked some more. I'm going to get together with him again so I can get everything together.
Okay.
More complete.
Okay. I'm trying to think where else you could go for to find information about the Kaiser neighborhoods.
Would Shane from the city planning, I met him during the meeting we had for
the revitalization.
Yeah, revitalization. I think he might know, because I was going to contact him about the Willamette University thing. Maybe I have his card at home. I can email it to you. He might know.
Yeah, because I looked at, and I did go into Salem's history, some of Salem's history, and there's things here and there. If I'm not looking in the right place, if I'm not, I don't know. There were some things about some streets, but not...
Yeah, maybe we could do a group email, and I can ask him about the Willamette University, and also, and I'll include you, or maybe I could just give you his number, and then you could just call him.
Yeah, because I just feel kind of like...
Yeah, I think...
That's a good idea. I think Shane might be a good start. And if he doesn't have the information, he may be able to direct you to somebody who does.
Uh-huh. Yes, because...
It's a little hard because Kaiser, it wasn't a city. The streets were named before it was actually a city, so it was a county thing. So, and you did you go to Marion County? Did you check with them? Didn't they send you somewhere else, Rhonda? Do
yes.
you remember? That's what I thought.
And
so,
yes.
So they weren't helpful at all, huh? Okay.
And it's like, I don't know.
Yes. It is hard. Well, I have a bunch of the records that Marion County gave us when we became a city. But I don't know that it's anything in there as far as... That's why Shane is a good place to start. He will know if the records we have can give you that. And if he does know, then maybe I can help you and we can pull some and you can do it that way. Okay?
Okay. Yes. And because they said all those records are gone when we checked, placed somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And it was all...
Maybe in storage. Iron Mountain somewhere.
Right.
And they didn't know where, so it was like, okay. Just try to see. Somewhere.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, Liesl, if you'll send her Shane's contact information. Probably, you prefer the phone, don't you, Rhonda?
Yes.
I'm talking on the phone. So yes. His phone number.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll give you his phone number.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, great. So we'll look for an update at the next meeting.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to skip the next one since I've talked enough already. Willamette University, Liesl, since you brought it up.
So I sent an email to the university to ask about it. I haven't received a response yet. But once I do, I'll see if they have any information. And I was also going to contact Shane about that and check out the library if they have anything in archives. But since I have Friday and Monday off of work, I have more time. I'm not really doing anything. I can do more research.
Oh, cool. All right. We'll look forward to hearing about that next month.
Okay.
And Ashley, the longitude, 1, 2, 3.
So that's kind of where I'm at right now. Still kind of doing some research. So I kind of have what my pitch will be when I do talk to somebody from ODOT, so I know kind of where I'm going to go with it. Unfortunately, my dog had to have surgery a few weeks ago, so I've just been consumed with taking care of her. But I am working on it.
Do we know where it is? Because I tried to tell my husband, and I couldn't exactly place where it was at.
So from my understanding, it's by the ramp as you're getting onto I-5. There's a sign near it, that I think the 45th, that says the 45th. But the point at the 123 is like right on the off-ramp, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I think Jerry said it's a crack on the off ramp.
A crack, that's right, yes.
So you'd have to get out of your car to find it, probably. It's not marked. But that's
what I think
the intent of this would be, to figure out a way.
So it's on the on-ramp, off the off-ramp onto Shalala?
Or on-ramp, I guess it'd be
south, on-ramp. Isn't it the southbound ramp? It's close to the water tower. It's, you know, the ramp that splits to go either down to the parkway or onto the freeway.
Uh-huh.
It's that ramp.
That ramp.
Yeah, it's on our side of the freeway.
Oh.
So, and it's somewhere close, you know, even with the water tower kind of thing. But I've looked, but the crack must not be so big that it makes your car wiggle or anything. So
you can't see it from the road?
No, the crack in the road?
Yeah,
not that I know of. I mean, you could probably get out and look at it, but I don't know where to get out and look. And it's not, you can't. I think it's illegal to get out of your car there anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Okay. So, yes.
The chair of the Parks Board, Dave Loudon, is a surveyor. He might be a great resource for you.
And he's a surveyor.
Mm-hmm.
For city.
I'll send you his contact.
He's a professional surveyor.
Okay. Yeah.
But he also happens to be the chair of our Parks Board.
Oh, okay.
Great. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Okay, then we'll look forward to, hopefully you'll hear something back.
Hopefully,
By our next meeting. Okay, Facebook page. We're still getting a lot of views and a lot of likes, even though I haven't been as good as updating the last couple months with, now that I'm over there, all my medical issues are done. I should be able to keep things caught up. I'm done. Everything. Yes.
Thanks.
So I should be able to keep that up to date and caught up. But I still get little comments that everybody's going out and looking at it. So, good. Yeah. Yay. And then, of course, when we get a new full slate of members, we will get a new picture. And put on Facebook.
Well, and next month, if we don't have a full slate by then, maybe you can put something on the Facebook page. Since the people who look at it are interested in KPIC, maybe they would be interested in serving on the committee.
Okay. And any other business?
No.
Liaison report, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. It's a pleasure to be here with you tonight. Councilor Herrera had a school event with his students, so I took this opportunity to come and say hey. It's been a long time since I've been able to sit in on this meeting. I was at a meeting with the Clagger Creek Watershed Council very recently, and they are starting a story map regarding the Clagger Creek watershed. And I thought this might be a topic of interest to you. What they're trying to do is do signage along not only the creek itself, but also do some of the research about the historical flows and some of the points of interest along the creek. So I told them that I would bring this to all y'all.
The one right up here?
Clagger Creek? Yes. Yeah, but it runs, actually, the head of the creek is well into Salem.
Oh,
so it's a pretty lengthy creek, and it's also very significant as far as the history of the Kaiser area and floods and wildlife and so forth. So what they want to do is a story map for that. There's an example, and I'm trying to remember which watershed did this already. And the name is blanking on me right now, but there is an example out there, and when I get back to my notes, I'll forward that to you.
Okay.
Matt Lawyer is the chair of the Clagger Creek Watershed Council. He is also on our Parks Board. So he would be a great one to talk to about this project and see where your assistance and your kind of research would be very helpful in this. The objective is to have on their website, when you scroll over with your mouse, that different things come up along the Clive Creek watershed, talking about the history, the habitat, the importance of the watershed, of the Clive Creek watershed to Kaiser in our natural environment.
Where would they want the signage to be placed?
It would be wherever it would be appropriate along the Clive Creek watershed. It's if I remember correctly, the Clive Creek begins well over by McKay. And then you have a huge area that they want to finally develop near the Croc Center. You know that big wetland area? Mm-hmm. When they first put in the Croc Center, the plan was to put some walking paths and other facilities mm-hmm. around there so people could get out into that natural area safely, but also do some enhancement for that watershed. And then it goes underneath the parkway and then comes into Kaiser over by Clagger Creek Middle School, hence the name. And along here where we're very familiar, of course, by our Clagger Creek Park, and then on up into McNary. So it would be an opportunity to see what they could, how we might be able to collaborate with them on the history of the creek and maybe some other points of interest that we could then post on both the Clagger Creek watershed site and our site.
Is there someone, a name that we can contact and work with?
Matt Lawyer.
Matt Lawyer.
I'll send you that.
Yeah, Matt Lawyer.
Madam Chair, if I may, my take on this, knowing, because Matt's on several committees that I do the minutes for and I talk to him, and the Clagget Creek Watershed Council is partnering with OSU, Willamette University, and Western Oregon mm-hmm. University. So there's a lot of very talented people working on it. And I would think the role of KPIC on this would be primarily research,
uh-huh.
and then forwarding your information to them to incorporate in their signs and in their map and everything else. So it wouldn't be a whole lot of work for this committee, but something, you know, if somebody wanted to do the research, I think it would be helpful.
Okay.
But I will give you Matt, you can verify all that with Matt.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay. And Madam Chair, I have an answer to your question regarding the login
mm-hmm.
for the geocache.
Oh,
I texted Daisy Hickman, Mike's wife. She came to know people. So I will forward this to you. I have the email address, the account, and the password. So
okay.
I'll write it all down so all y'all will have it for the record.
Yeah, give it to Rhonda. Yeah.
Okay.
So but you can send it to me and I'll give it. I'll send it to everybody in that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
So my pleasure.
Okay. Anything else, Madam Mayor?
No, I love that you have on this on your agendas the completed projects, because I think it's really important to note the significant work that has been done since this committee was created. Jerry McGee was very much the instigator of this because he really felt that we needed to celebrate and remember our history And he takes this very, very personally. He's very proud of the work. So you guys have done a great job continuing that legacy, and I appreciate it.
I have given a speech on the history of the KPEC committee. Mm-hmm. So, and I have a big, gigantic poster, thanks to Debbie, and of all the completed works and where they're located in the city of Kaiser. So if you know of anyone who would like to know more about the KPEC committee, please let me know.
Will
be glad to give that speech again.
And then one more is that I had a chance to visit with Mr. Arnold Kaiser, who came and visited here last month from Amsterdam. He is an employment attorney, and he was here in the States and wanted to visit the city that has the same name, same spelling. He's not sure if he's related to Thomas Dove, but chances are if you go back far enough that there's going to be a nexus. And it was just, we know how the spellings have changed over time. But it was a lot of fun for me to meet with him. And I took him around City Hall. We took a picture together in front of the statue of Thomas Dove Kaiser. And we talked about, he got a chance to meet with our city attorney, which they both really enjoyed, talking about some of the differences in legal traditions and practices between Europe and the U.S. So it was very delightful. And I had contacted you, Jill, to see if you could be here for that, but you were otherwise occupied. So
yes.
I did enjoy that visit very much.
Yeah, I would have enjoyed doing that, but it came at the wrong time for me. So
I do have, is it still here? Nope, it's in the council chambers. As a thank you, he brought a little tin of Dutch butterscotch, but I think I left it in council chambers, so I'll share that later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where did you say he was from?
Amsterdam.
Okay.
Yep. We have finished our budget process, so that will be coming to City Council for adoption in June. So other than that, we are pretty much conducting business as usual for city operations. But that's the big thing right now. The other big thing is the two transportation growth management studies that are underway. The cost of, I should have these down, but I don't. The cost of growth and the traffic demand models. So looking at River Road revitalization and then what it's going to take, you know, our traffic patterns are going to be looking like going forward. And then this is all the last pieces that we need to look at where we are now, projecting out for an urban growth boundary expansion at some point, because we don't have 20 years of land. We don't even have 20 seconds. We are built out. You know, we have some significant parcels, as you are aware of, within the city limits, but once the property owners decide to move on them, they're gone. And I fully expect that that will happen because the market is sizzling hot for land. And Kaiser, I don't know if you know, is now the 13th largest city in the state. We just passed up Lake Oswego.
Oh, wow.
Now, just a point of reference, when we were first formed, we were the 12th. So we already started off, as soon as Kaiser became a city, we were a significant player statewide. We also, with the latest numbers, show that our median income has indeed risen, which I somehow suspected, and indeed it is significantly higher than Salem's now. We have a lot of people moving here from points north, because they can't find affordable places to buy. So they've been coming here, and then they continue to commute to Wilsonville and points up into the Portland area. So if you think that the interchange has been getting busier and you thought it was your imagination, nope, it's for real.
Wow.
There are more people here, and it's only going to become more crowded as more people want to live here, because this is a cool place to live. And unfortunately, we didn't keep that a secret.
So were we at capacity on all of our borders?
Our urban growth boundary and our city limits are pretty much one and the same, yes. If there's a little tidbit here or there, that's possibly the only wiggle room we have. But also to let you know, our urban growth boundary is shared with Salem. So we're built out to the edge within the Kaiser city limits. Salem has room to expand within their urban growth boundary, their portion of our shared urban growth boundary. I want to put it that way.
So I had a question, Madam Mayor.
Yes.
Are we limited on the vertical buildup of our buildings? Just wondering because...
No.
No.
Okay. We have some requirements in terms of setbacks and buffering and so forth and parking. So that probably limits vertical development more than mm-hmm. anything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But no, we don't have a height limit saying you can't go above certain, except out at Kaiser Station. Mm-hmm. There are some limitations there due to how that that development was designed.
Okay.
But along River Road, the biggest thing would be parking setbacks, which means you have to purchase probably land going behind you. And the cost, because once you go above street level, then you're talking elevators and other ADA access amenities that need to go in there. Mm-hmm. Whereas single story, it's a lot less cost prohibitive. But I agree with you. At some point, the value is going to be there to go up. What I'm understanding from the real estate market, we are not there yet.
Okay.
That's so, a good thought.
At least we have space for now.
We do, kind of, but we're in a housing crisis. We have a vacancy rate that is shockingly low, and anybody who's been trying to purchase or to find a place to rent, you know, rent is even tougher. Purchase is bad enough, but trying to find a place to rent when the rents are higher than a mortgage mm-hmm. is really becoming cost prohibitive for people yeah. and for families.
And it's not just people moving in here. It's the families that are growing. All these high school kids are going to start graduating, and they're going to want their own homes.
Mm-hmm. And their parents will, too.
Yeah.
But that's true. Millennials in general, and this is not just Salem-Keizer, but this is nationally, are having a harder time being able to move out into their own spaces because the cost of housing is so significantly high. There's been a number of people speculating that there may be other reasons that millennials are not moving out of the nest, but practically speaking, the real barriers to millennials being able to establish their own homes are the high cost of housing of all types, the lack of availability of housing, mm-hmm. and the credit. Mm-hmm. Big barrier is also student debt, and that is crushing.
Yeah.
So we're trying to fight it on all the fronts. But that's kind of the way it is at the moment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. Do we know anything about what's happening at the old Ross on the corner up here?
They have not announced.
They have not announced. Have you heard anything or you just can't?
Oh, I hear rumors all the time.
Yeah.
My goodness. But nothing that has been substantiated. And I believe that they will probably do what other private developers do, is that they won't announce until the ink is dry. Since they are privately owned, it's unlike the movie theaters where we had to announce it early on because it's city-owned land.
Uh-huh.
When it's a private development, a lot of them really prefer to get the negotiations done prior to an announcement.
Okay, it's just been empty for quite a while, and I'm just wondering if anything had taken place yet.
I know that they are actively marketing it, and keeping it empty is not in their financial best interest. They had to sink a lot of money into rehabbing that building. It was needing some pretty significant work.
Oh, really?
So it has. That's all done.
Yeah.
So that's the last space there. If you've noticed, the rest of the complex is now full and very vibrant.
Yeah. Now, does that have to be a grocery store?
Nope.
It doesn't. It can be anything now?
Okay. Anything that's in that permissive in that zone. And if they want something that is requires a variance, then they can come talk to us about that.
Oh, okay. Right.
I know it's been interesting listening to people that they have lots of ideas of what they would like to see in there. The thing is that's all they are is ideas. It's up to them to make it work financially. And so it's all about doing the math.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments or anything business before we adjourn?
Your agenda is wrong. It says the next meeting is today. So the next meeting is actually June 28th.
28th?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and if there's nothing else with that, we are adjourned.